We're now moving from pharmacists to social workers. And we do work with the pharmacists, right? We make a good team. This, to give you a little bit of background on this project, I have presented this project at the cross-cultural conference in New Mexico, because this is sort of like a cross-cultural application to a one culture to another. As you can tell from my accent, I am Hispanic. And what the idea for this project came about because I have been using fotonovelas, which are sort of like comic books that tell a story, and then you adapt it, sort of like a printed material, and people read it, you get a story, like a soap opera kind of story, and you put it in printed, and then you educate Latinos on a variety of, you know, health issues. So taking that idea of the fotonovela, which in English, in for African American, translate as storytelling. Fotonovela is the Spanish for storytelling. Storytelling is rich in the African American community, so we decided to use that media of the fotonovela on this project. Before I go on, I had no relationship to disclose on this project. So moving on with the idea of the fotonovela, we use fotonovela media and apply that to this project. What we call it storytelling. When you talk to older African American, they have a lot of stories to tell. Many of our older adults had lived in the South. They had moved to the Washington, D.C. area, and they had lots of stories. You sit down with them, they can spend the afternoon talking about their story. So the purpose of this study was to evaluate educational intervention that uses community participatory research, which is the theme of the American Public Health Conference this year, and combines storytelling tradition with fotonovela media and skill building groups. Oops. The research questions. So what we wanted to know is whether we could use this media of fotonovela storytelling, combine it, and do an intervention to educate older African Americans about diabetes, which is a problem that is prevalent among older African Americans. We also wanted to know whether participating on this project, they will improve knowledge, attitudes, and practices linked to diabetes. Here we have the study design. This is a study that in year one we did focus group to kind of get a sense from the community as to what were the issues and get an idea about the stories that they wanted to tell about diabetes. For example, someone who had diabetes for 30 years, how had you lived with diabetes for so many years? Then we also did a baseline. We always have to do a baseline to compare and study like this. We did a baseline to assess what are the knowledge and practices that the older adults have. The intervention, we produced four fotonovelas. I will be showing you later the sample of the fotonovela storytelling. The sessions were created to integrate traditions of the fotonovela and storytelling. We use culturally and linguistically tailored images. So we did not use actors like the traditional fotonovelas in Spanish use usually actors. We did not use actors, we used the older volunteers from the community. The stories were told by using photographs, recorded voices and dialogue bubbles similar to comic books, just like the printed fotonovela, except that this is going to have audio, and I'll show you later. The sessions lasted 2.5 hours and are presented to groups of 15 participants. What are the outcome variables? Well, we use self-efficacy related to nutrition and physical activity. We use also health knowledge, attitudes and practice about nutrition and physical activity. We had a multi-item index measure self-efficacy and knowledge outcomes. The incentive. Well, we had to give incentives to the participants. We gave grocery store gift cards to all the participants in the program, those who came for the intervention and those who came just to do the baseline. The community sites were given a kind of like an incentive token so that they would help us, you know, to recruit the participants. I don't know if you can hear this, but... I don't know, can you hear it? Well, it can, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, here. Okay, well. I don't know if you can hear it, but... Okay. The idea here is that we found on this study that literacy is very low on this study population. So knowing that the literacy is low, we wanted to make sure that if they could not hear or have any other, you know, problem with hearing, they could read it. If they could not read, then they could hear. So we were trying to reach this low literacy population. Obviously, he's saying, remember to choose well, prepare well, and portion well. So every session, we show the fotonovela or the storytelling, and then we break. The fotonovela is only 7 or 10 minutes long, and then we break, and we have a skill building. The skill building session is key, because all of the studies that we review suggest that you can show a video to people, but if you don't have any way to do skill building, you're not going to be able to make changes on behavior. These are on exercise. So. Okay, so she's saying, well, we're not done. Let's do endurance activities. So they make it easier for us to garden and to go shopping. We can walk faster and farther. Believe me, the sound is a lot better when we show it to the session. Again, the idea is that these are seniors from the community, and they're providing the actors for all of the storytelling. Okay, so... The focus group identified these gaps. For example, some of the gap is to know when and how to test your blood glucose. So in some of the skill building sessions, we actually taught the participants how to test their blood glucose. Eat regular meals that contain a variety of healthy, low-fat, high-fiber foods. We had the plate method that is being used now, where we have all the participants are given plates and they're asked to kind of tell us what is their meal looks like in a given day. Eat smaller portions of meat, fish, and poultry. These are all some of the gaps that were identified in the focus group. Follow your food care plan. We actually had sessions where we teach older adults to check for any problems that they may have. Food care is key for people with diabetes. Okay. So we also needed to assess health literacy, and we chose to use the Dr. Shu index that has questions that are kind of more fitting with the self-efficacy construct that we were using. So we chose not to use some of the other health literacy index that are kind of more for hospital-based population. Since we had a community-based population, we chose to use this, you know, index. So what does the population look like? So here on this slide, we have the intervention group, as you can see here. I don't know if you can see. On the center, you have the intervention group, and then you have the comparison group. As you can see, most of them were female. They were African-American with high school education or less, had an annual income of less than $20,000. The average age was 72, and they had low or moderate health literacy. The diabetes treatment status, many had the diagnosis. The comparison group, you can see the diagnosis on diabetes, and 81 take medication or insulin for the intervention versus 56 on the comparison group. This is kind of a busy slide, but I wanted to show you that these are the self-efficacy item scores, and you can see on the blue, you have the red bars are the pre, and the blue bars are the post. Out of the 10 self-efficacy scores, you can see that only two are not significant. Take medications on time and manage and lose weight. Evidently, losing weight is kind of intractable for our population, so that may be why there was no significant on that number, but also we did not have a specific intervention. We did not say they're going to lose weight. That was not one of the outcomes that we were looking at. The mean average self-efficacy score, you can see here on this slide, the comparison group versus the intervention group. And as you can see, the comparison group shows non-significant changes, and the intervention group shows highly significant change in self-efficacy scores. The mean diabetes score by health literacy, again, it's important to know that among older population, the issue of literacy is key to any intervention. So you can see on this slide that we have low, medium, and high self-efficacy score, and you can see on the blue, bar, you have pre, and on the red bar, you have the post. And you can see that they're all significant for all the group. But the most significant in terms of a score is the low and the medium, suggesting that our population who have the low and medium literacy level benefited the most from this intervention, which was what we intended it to be. The intervention session, just quickly, just to give you a sense of what the 2 hours included, we did a pre-assessment, informed consent. We show a segment of the talking fotonovela. Then we did skill building. Then we show another segment. We have a snack break. Yes, healthy snack break. Then we did another skill building segment. Then we show the fotonovela and did another segment of skill building. And then at the end, we did a post assessment and incentive. So here is just some pictures of how we did the session. On this one, we're using bingo and some of the games to get the seniors, attention. So in summary, everyone seemed to be satisfied with the learning environment that we use, using the storytelling, using the photonovela media. The results show that the indicators of diabetes, self-efficacy, and knowledge improve significantly between pre and post. No significant changes occur on the comparison group. The use of meme images, as you saw, and dialogue from community volunteers proved to be very useful. The participants with the lower literacy appear to show the largest increase in self-efficacy between pre and post assessment. Further research is needed using this to extend this finding to other populations and settings and health topics. The policy implication, well, it should suggest that combining traditions of storytelling and media fotonovela is good to do diabetes management intervention in a way that is understandable and fun for the participants. I wanted to acknowledge Dr. Bragg and the members of my research team, Agnelli Sibel. Gregory Barcor is one of our research assistants and student at the School of Social Work. Terrell Brown and Claudia are also doctoral students in our program. Thank you.